Good morning, we continue with Ayodam, Klaus Am Gimel. And we were talking about the halachas of Asher Yatzaris Chem Badin. We left off with a question. So we said Berachas Ariyah are said once every 30 days. What about if a person sees a different basic kavuras as opposed to the same basic kavuras? What about if he sees the same basic kavuras but there's new kavuras which have been added? What about one kavur? What about two kavuras? What about those possibilities? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a suffix in regards to this, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah suggests that a person should not make the bracha even on a different basic quarters. The Rav Avadya Yosef, in quoted in Yaakov Yosef and in the Sefer Chazon Rav Avadya says that a person could be samech to say it on a different basic quarters. And with in conjunction with the fact that even the same basic quarters, if a person, if there are new quarters which are added, there are opinions which say that a person could say the bracha. So clearly, seeing a bit different basic quarters would be better than that, and a person can make the bracha. So we have two arguments to allow that. So I think the minhag of the modern part, Sephardi Poskim, is to follow Rav Avadya Yosef in that regards. And the minhag for the Ashkenazim is not to do so. If a person sees one basic quarters, and then within 30 days he travels to a different basic chorus, a person, because of Safa Brachos Lahakal, a person should not say a bracha. Just to go through a few points of the halacha of Asher Yatzar Eschem Badin. So a person who sees a basic chorus, a Rosh Chivri Yisrael, does not require that he's necessarily visiting in the basic chorus, or even a person who's driving by can make the bracha on the form that he sees. If the bracha can be said on Shabbos, if a person because it's not an inyan of avelus or tsar, which would preclude it from being said on Shabbos. A person can say the bracha within Dalet Amos of the kever. We know there's a concept called loyag l'rosh. If a person is making fun of a person who's poor, cheref say he's insulting the one who made him. So this loyag l'rosh cheref say the more applies to the idea that if a person does mitzvahs, or learns Torah in the presence of a kever and a mace who cannot do mitzvahs anymore, you're sort of teasing the mace, I can do mitzvahs and you can't. That's inappropriate. But something which is the tzarech hamace, the tzarech hamaceim, that's not a problem. So a person is saying a hesped by an open kever, and he's quoting psukim, but he's doing it the cover of the mace, so that's not a problem. So the Geshur Chaim says, saying the bracha, Mashir Yitzhar Eschem Baden, he's talking about the mace. So that's not considered a problem of like l'rosh. A person can say the bracha even within the aladam of the kever. When a person comes to a levaya, so the oval himself comes to levaya, he's still an einan. So at that point in time, he's putter from saying the bracha. And when the kever is finished, he's no longer an einan. Now he's an oval. It switches from aninus to avelus. But he saw a kever within the last 30 days. He's been in the Beis Olam for the last X amount of minutes, seeing the kever, seeing kvarim. So he does not say the bracha afterwards as well. The malavim, so mikra din, there's a concept in halacha called osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, which we'll talk about more, Beis Hashem, down the road. So while they're being osik in the kavura, they're not supposed to be getting involved in other mitzvahs and saying the bracha, etc. Doing the bracha in a way which is not in any way is ma'akiv, the kavura does not slow down the kavura process, mikra din will be permitted. Seeing all the minhag is not to say the bracha when the person is coming to do the kavura, the bracha can be said afterwards for the malavim, can be said afterwards. When I was growing up, the minhag which I saw was to not say the bracha b'shas alavaya, and afterwards people would say it like Rosh Hashanah was saying. Nowadays it's become more common for people to say it as they come for the kvura, which really make it then would be mutter, as long as it's not done in a way which it slows down the kvura process. But to stop and say it and then continue with the kvura would not be appropriate. You're being osik in the mitzvah of kvura, you should not be osik in a different mitzvah. So those are some of the points of Asher Yatzar. That's something I think I wanted to talk about while we're at it. The next shir also to some of the menhagim, which are relevant when a person comes to the Beis HaKvaros, person visiting a quorum in the Beis HaKvaros, cover some of those points. Actually, one more point I wanted to say. Let's say a person is going on a trip to visit the various different quorum, going to different Batei Kvaros. Some people go to Eretz Yisrael, and they go to Tiberia, and they go to Tzvas, etc. So in that situation, the person would make the bracha on the first base olam, and have in mind to cover all of the different Batei Kvaros that they're going to visit. So even according to Rav Avdin Yosef, you make a bracha at different places. The one bracha which he said would cover all of the area, all of the places they're going to visit. We do not say the bracha on a kever yachid. So a person goes to visit the kvarim of different tzaddikim, the kever of Shmuel Navi, Rachelimenu. The person not say bracha on that. In Morsam Apel, it seems to be the assumption is not to make the bracha. We're not really there in the Beis Olam, where it's clear that the kvarim are buried way deep, etc. So we do not make the bracha in that place. But at regular Beis Olam, but the Kvaros, the bracha would be said. Have a good day.